We're holding in the middle of Shalashudas between Mincha Ma'ariv. The Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, Taisvis in Menachos quotes from the Shuvas HaGoyim, there's a minig that you don't have a shir kavua. There used to be a minig, you don't have a shir kavua in Halacha between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Rav gives a drasha on Pirkei Avos, or a drasha, but not a shir kavua. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the tradition, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos, and the halacha says Chacham Shemeis Beis Midrash Batel. So we're all talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you don't have an official shir. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that when Rav Chaim Volozhin had founded the Volozhin Yeshiva, he writes in the Nefesh HaChayim that there are different time zones around the globe. So when by us it's the middle of the night, so on the other side of the globe is the middle of the daytime. So the pasuk says, "Melo brisa yom malai luchukas shemayim v'aretz lo yisamti." If not for Talmud Torah, the world would return back to tohu vavohu. So when we are sleeping, so they're learning on the other side of the globe. When they're sleeping, so we're able to learn. So Chaim Volozhin wanted that his yeshiva, Volozhin yeshiva, should keep the whole world going. So he had sedarim 24 hours a day. He had people learn at night and they had to sleep in the daytime. People slept at night, so they would be learning in the daytime. People who slept in the daytime would learn at nighttime. He wanted the yeshiva should. So between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon, the meanings you don't have a shir kavua, but they had a few people learning then. And then Matzah Yom Kippur also, when everyone went to eat right after Ma'ariv, so there were a few people would sit and learn. And after they were finished benching, and they would come back to the Beis Medrash to learn, then those people who were sitting and learning would go to eat 45 minutes later. So that's what there used to be a minig. Not all communities have this minig. Now in a lot of shuls, they have a shir kavua. They have someone gives a shir in halacha, or a daf yam, or whatever, to milchamar. But I remember the first time they invited me to speak at an OU convention. OU used to have a convention on Thanksgiving weekend every other year. Agudah used to have every year, and the OU used to have every other year. So I remember they asked me to give a shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv after Shalosh Udis on Matzoi Shabbos. So I said, so the one who called me, so I told him, but the minig is you don't give a shir. So he said he never heard of that. He's going to ask Rav Soloveitchik. Everything has to go to Rav Soloveitchik. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Minig is you don't have a shir kavua. Rav Soloveitchik told him they should write, instead of writing that I'm giving a shir, she write that I'm giving a Torah address. So I should give a drasha, you should give musa, something else, not a shir. You don't give a shir. When we bench on Shabbos, we say b'tzei. The shaila is, what if the din is you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah ala kos. So what if a person is eating shalosh udos and he keeps on eating? It's already an hour after the shkia. It's way after Tzeis HaKachavim. Is he permitted to eat? Or do they say no? He has to stop eating. It has to be paris mapa or mavdil. So that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, whether you're permitted to continue eating. So the Ramo says, our minig is that we continue to eat, provided that you wash for bread. If you said hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, so everything you eat in the meal is covered with that hamoitzi dvam habay machmas hasuda. So that's a hemshech. Everything is a hemshech of the achila before. But if you didn't wash, you just had some cake or you had a popcorn, cracker jacks, whatever, then you're supposed to stop eating at shkia because you're not supposed to eat before havdalah. The shaila is if you bench on matzoi Shabbos, do you still say ritzei biyama Shabbos hazeh? These days, it's not Shabbos anymore, it's Matzoi Shabbos. So that's a big machloikis. It's not here in Hilchas Shabbos, it's in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. Can you stay with, say, or Yalav Yavo, Yam Matzoi Rosh Chodesh, or can you say Alanisim on Matzoi Purim? Many people have the Suda's Purim late in the afternoon. So they wash, they eat the main part of, they're supposed to eat the main part of the meal, the main course is supposed to eat on Purim, but then they continue to eat into Matzoi Purim, into Shushan Purim. And the shaila is what you say, v'yal anisim in the birchas hamazon. So it's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, and we paskin that you do say v'yal anisim. On Shabbos, it's a machloikis by Shabbos mayonta, what you say, v'yal yal v'yavay. The Bir Agrua points out that there's more reason to argue the point and say by Shabbos and by yonta, if you do say v'yal, because there's a concept of Mesifa Mechol Al HaKodesh. It's Tosefes Shabbos. It still is Shabbos. Asheni Kein on Purim. There is no Kedushas Hayom on Purim. Purim is only an invention mid the Rabbanon. So it can't be Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh on Purim. So Purim is a bigger Shaila. Even by Purim we paskin that as long as the Tchilos Hasud there was on Purim, you can say Valanisim, even though it's really a Matzoi Purim. But I remember, I may have told over this story, I remember once one summer I spent a few weeks in Anset. Rav Soloveitchik used to go, his wife liked to go to Anset. After he passed away, he didn't go anymore because he didn't like it. There was no minyan there for Mincha Meir. It was only on Shabbos there was a minyan, and on the weekdays there was only a minyan for Shabbos, for Shachris. There was no minyan every day for Mincha Meir. So I remember once I was invited to eat by the Meiselman family. Moshe Meiselman was there, and we daven. It was Rosh Chodesh, so we daven Mincha right before the Shkia. We daven Bichidus at home, and then we washed and we sat down to eat. And Rav Soloveitchik's mother was benching at that time. She just finished eating on Rosh Chodesh, and then when she finished benching, she turns to us and she says, she rebukes us in Yiddish. And she says, "Bochim learn in the yeshivas all their lives, and you don't know it's a machlekes harishonim. Whether you say Yalav Yava, you start to eat on Rosh Chodesh, but you're not going to finish till Matzoi Rosh Chodesh. So it's a machlekes, but he's supposed to say Yalav Yava or not. So true, we pass in halacha that if the Tchilas Hasuda was on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos Ayantiv, on Purim you go bas a Tchilas Hasuda." But he said, "You're not." She told us, "You're not supposed to loz a chayin in a machlekes. L'chatchili should avoid it." So she said to us, either you bench before Shkia or you wash after Tzeisak Kohan, but you don't do what you did. You don't wash Amish Chodesh and start eating and then continue eating and bench Amatzoi. So ever since, I try to avoid by Shalosh Shuvas. I always try to bench before the Shkia. When I'm in the yeshiva, so that's what they always do in the yeshiva. They wash, they start eating on Shabbos. And they bench with Ritzei after Tzeisak Kohav. So that's what they do in yeshiva. But when I'm home or I'm Purim, we always schedule the Sudas Purim in such a way that we bench before the Shkia. The Bir Agro writes, what is the mocha for this Shita? What is the mocha for this Shita that you go Basa Tchilas HaSuda? So he says, the mocha is from the Gemara in the end of Yuma, there's a machloikas regarding the Ila. So the one opinion is that you have to finish Ne'ilah before the Shkia. Many want to finish Ne'ilah before the Shkia in order to duchen in Ne'ilah. In Ne'ilah, the reason why we don't duchen by Mincha every day is because Shchicha Shikris. And even on a tiny tzibur, nobody's eating, so there's no Shchicha Shikris. Shasa Revius, if you drank wine, you're not allowed to duchen. So even though on a tiny Siba, no one's drinking any wine, it's not Shchicha Shikris. And that's why there's one Tana is of the opinion that you duchen by Mincha on a tiny Siba, because there's no Chashash of Shikris. But we don't pass like that. We pass in that it's a Loitlug Rabban. Since every other day of the year, you don't duchen by Mincha because Shchicha Shikris, even on Yom Kippur, and on a tiny Siba, you also don't duchen. But Ne'ilah is a unique Tfilah. It's only Tfilahs at Tainas. You only daven Ne'ilah on a tiny Siba. By us, the only tiny Siba we have is Yom Kippur. We don't have the others on our tiny Siba. But Bizman HaGemara, when they had a tiny Kishamim, when there was a real din of a tiny Siba, they would daven Ne'ilah. So Ne'ilah is a Tfilah Satayna. So you can't say a Loiplug. So by Ne'ilah, you can duchen. But most of the Rishayim, most of the Poskim had the practice that you don't duchen Balailo. The duchening is Hukash to Hakrovas Karbonis. And Hakrovas Kabanas is always Bayom. So that's why you have to duchen Bayom. The Maharil writes that in Frankfurt, they used to duchen Balailo. And when they finished Ne'ilu in the middle of the night, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, they were duchen Balailo. What do you do with that pasuk that the duchen, it says, L'sharsai, B'kibob Baruch HaShem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim, L'sharsai, U'levaruch B'shmai. L'sharsai means to be makor Kabanas. L'levaruch B'shmai means to give Berachos Kohanim to duchen. So it's a hekesh between duchening and hakrovas hakabonis. So what do you do with that? It seems that the duchening is like hakrovas hakabonis. Can't be makor kabonis balailo. So the Maharil answers. It's a little bit missing there. The Maharil and the Shagasari at the end of Tainus writes in the Gevurah Sari, you can do kabonis balailo. Only the Dalet Avodas Adam can't be done balailo. But hakrovas emurim you can do balaylo, and nisach hayayin you can do balaylo. Only the dalad avodas hadam shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, and then according to mincha, there are dalad avodas that are parallel to the dalad avodas hadam. There's a long Rashi in the beginning, the first omid base, and the second perek and soita. We learned soita years ago on the Tuesday night shiur. So there's a long Rashi where Rashi explains a long tosefta. The way the Dalar Avodas Bar Mincha are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam by a korban. The Kemitza is Mevarech Heluk Avoya, that's like Shchita. The Shchita, the definition of Shchita by Karbonis, is to separate the dam that you're going to be Zorek on the Mizbeach from the Basar. Mevarech Heluk Avoya. Then after you do Shchita, you do Kabbalas Adam. So after you do Kemitza, you have to put Kiddush HaKaimitz. You have to take the Kaimitz and put into another Klisharis. When you do the kmitza, the mincha, the solus, has to be in the klisharis. If you do the kmitza, so the komitz is in your fist, in your fingers, then you have to put it into another klisharis. So just like this kabbalas adam, this kiddush hakaimitz, then you have halachas adam, you have halachas hakaimitz. Then parallel to haktoras, parallel to zrikas adam, is the haktoras hakaimitz. So the Dalar Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom, and the Dalar Avodas by Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. But all of the other Avodas can be done by Laila. So that's why in Frankfurt, they used to Duchen by Laila. True, the Shors of the Baruch Bishmai, there's a hekesh between Duchening and Hakrovas HaKarbonis, but it's not, who says that it's hokesh to the Dalar Avodas? It's hokesh to other Avodas. So you can do the Avodas by Laila. But then you have the practice that they want to finish Ne'ilah Bayom in order to Duchen, because most didn't have the minig Frankfurt. That's what the Maril says. Most places, if you get up to the Duchen again Ne'ilah Balayla, so you don't Duchen. But in the Gemara, the end of Yuma, it's at the Machloikis, that you have to finish Ne'ilah before the Shkiyah, or as long as you began Ne'ilah before the Shkiyah, it's good enough. And the one opinion, you can begin Ne'ilah Balayla. You can start that. There are three different shitas there, the very end of Yuma. So the Bir Agro concentrates on two out of the three shitas. Ne'ilah is Tfilas Atainis. So what makes it into Tfilas Atainis? So one opinion in the Gemara, you have to finish the whole Tfilah on Yom Kippur, from the beginning to the end. And the other sheet is, as long as they begin on Yom Kippur, it's called Tfilas HaTayin. So that's Rav Soloveitchik, said Pshat and the Bir Agro. The Gro said, this machlokes harishonim in Shulchan Aruch. If you started the meal on Purim, or you started the meal on Rosh Chodesh, and you finish eating on Shushan Purim, or on the neck, and Balayla, Metzoy Rosh Chodesh, do you say Yalav Yavah, do you say Allah Nisim? So the Bir Agro tells too that depends on that machlokes in the Gemara. What's conveyed the tefillas atainis, that you begin and you finish the whole tefillah b'yom atainis? So the same thing here. What's conveyed the suda Shabbos ha-sudas Rosh Chodesh? You ate the whole suda Rosh Chodesh, or it's enough if you have tefillas ha-tefillah. If you started ne'ilah b'yom on Yom Kippur, that's good enough. That makes it into tefillas atainis. So the same over here. If the suda began on Shabbos or Purim or Rosh Chodesh, it's called the suda Shabbos. And therefore, you're allowed to say Ritzayer, Allah Nisham, and so on. So, are the common practices that you go Basa Tchilas HaSudah? But that's what Rav Soloveitchik's mother said. The Bochum learned in the yeshiva all their lives, and they don't know. You don't lose a Harayin and a Machlokes. More correct is, you should really bench before. On Matzoy Shabbos, we have to say Havdalah. We mentioned it's a Machlokes and Taisvis and other Rishayin, but 2 days in Taisvis. But the Havdalah is the Raisa, the Rabbanik. Marsa Beferish Kiddush is the Raisa. But there was a machlokes in Rishonim where the kiddush al hayayin is the raisa, only kiddush bedvarim. So that we don't accept that opinion. A kiddush al hayayin is the raisa. We assume that al hayayin is only the rabbanon, and kiddush bedvarim, that's the raisa. But there's a big machlokes. What about havdalah? So that we spoke already. But havdalah is the raisa rabbanon. So bottom line, we pass on havdalah is the raisa, and women are mechuyif. That we spoke about already. So the Gemara says, at one time in history, there were different periods in history. At one time in history, they only had Havdalah, Kiddush b'tefillah, and Havdalah b'tefillah. The Jewish people were poor, and they couldn't afford wine. So they weren't going to be matriarch, the whole Sibur. Everybody should recite Kiddush al hayayin and Havdalah al hayayin. Then Hashiru, when they became wealthier, so they could afford wine. So the Chachamim switched it, and they decided to make Kiddush al hayayin, Havdalah al hayayin. And then later it went through different changes. And then the final maskana was, you have to have both. You have to have Kiddush b'tfilah and Kiddush alayayin. And then you have to have Havdalah b'tfilah and Havdalah alayayin also. So that's what we say. Atochan antanas Havdalah b'tfilah. Then you have Havdalah alakos, Havdalah alayayin. That's if he said Atochan antana first. Then even though Afal pish hivda b'tfilah, tzach l'Havdalah alakos. What if, as it turns out, he happened to say Havdalah alakos first, then he's going to dab Ma'ariv later? So does he still have to say Atochan Antona? So the Gemara raises the question. Gemara says yes, just like if he would have first said Havdalah b'tfilah. The Chacham wa Masakni, you should do both, Havdalah alakos also. Even if he said Havdalah alakos first, you have to say Havdalah b'tfilah. You have to say both. You have to say Atochan Antona, Havdalah b'tfilah, and then you have to have Havdalah alayayin. The Gemara has, so we spoke a little bit. We insert the Tanoi made a Takana. We insert in between the Bari Pi'agofen and the Havdalah, we have Bari Minim Sam and Bari Mi'ari Ho'esh also. Bari Minim Sam, because then the Sham Yisara goes away. So we want to have Psalmim to revive ourselves. When we say Havdalah Al Ha'or, because reminiscent of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Marishan on Metzoy Shabbos how to harness the energy from the fire. And that advanced, that gives us power to control the whole world. If you have, you know how to control energy. So the Gemara says, you can really say Bari Mi'ari Ho'esh and Bari Minim Samim separately. It doesn't have to necessarily be Alakos, but you enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha if you say it Alakos. So the Gemara has a Machloikis Hatanoim. Whenever you say Bracha, let's say you're saying a Brichas Hanenin, and most people are righties, so you hold the food in your right hand when you're about to say the Bracha. When you hold a lulav and an esrog, so you have to hold in two hands. So the Gemara says, if you're a righty, you hold the lulav in the right hand because it has three quarters of the mitzvah, the dal minimum, akum zeh. So you hold the esrog in the left hand, you hold the lulav in the right hand. The person is a lefty, so he does fakert. He holds the food in his left hand. That's a machloikas. That's how most hold. You hold the food in the left hand when you say the bracha, and you hold the lulav in the left hand and the esrog in the right hand. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machloikas when you're saying Bari pri hagofen over the cup of wine, and you're going to say Bari minim besamim over hadasim. So which one should you hold in the right hand? Which one you should hold in the left hand? So we pass. Can you hold the yayin in the right hand? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon. This is not the Bir Agro. Bir Agro usually on Shulchan Aruch usually just gives Mar Mekaymus for every line in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Agro was the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. So the Bir Agro is working on the assumption that you read the Bir Agro, and he's adding more Mar Mekam. So the Bir Agro only gives you a Mar Mekam on the whole sentence in the Mechaber. Mechaber has a whole sentence, a whole paragraph, gives you the Mar Mekam. The Bir Agro gives you the Mar Mekam for every phrase in the sentence. Where does this come from? That comes from a Rashba, and this comes from a Rambam, and that comes from a Tosefta. Instead of just giving a general Maramokam on the whole Sif, they'll give you a detailed Maramokam on every line. So the Bir Agro usually does not give his own opinion. Once in a while you have, in the Hakdama to the Bir Agro, the children wrote that the father left a few notebooks. So one notebook was Likutim, Po Visham. In the Likutim, a lot of times they'll print in the Bir Agro on Yeridei or at Ebenezer, they'll write in the Bir Agro Likut in beginning and Ad Kan at the end. That's from that notebook, that's Likutim. So there, a lot of times he gives you his own Shita. He thinks the Girsa is wrong, he thinks the Pshat is wrong, he gives his Shita. Or he gives his Achra, how you pass on Halacha. But most of the time, you can't really tell from the Bir Agro what his personal opinion is. So take Lemoshel. The Rama says that you should recite Havdalah in a sitting position. The Bir Agro gives you where the Tosfos is in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. The Vilna Gaon himself said Havdalah standing. That's what the Rav Chaim Alojanik quotes. He remembers the Gros that Havdalah standing. It's no kasha that in the Bir Agro he doesn't write that. The Bir Agro is just intended to be mashlim all the Mar Mekaymus on the Shulchan Aruch, whereas the Bir Agro gives general Mar Mekaymus, so the Bir Agro gives more Mar Mekaymus. So here also, when it comes to Havdalah, so there's in the Sefer Imre Noam, one of the Talmidim of the Gro wrote over different things that he said, Amaseches Brachos, Daf al Daf. So the Gemara here has a Machlokes, what should you hold in your right hand? You're going to say Bar Piagofen Alayan. You're going to say Bar Minim Samim Alayayin. So should you hold the wine in the right hand and the Psamim in the left hand? Or should you hold the Psamim in the right hand and the Yayin in the left hand? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, I think it's Basil and Basham. The Gemara quotes Basil, that we pass, can you hold a cup of wine in your right hand? So the Sefer Imre Noyam from the Groa and Brachas, he said the simple Pshat in Gemara is you hold a cup of wine in your right hand the whole time. And you hold the Psamim, we say Yayin Psamim Ner Havdalah. So you hold the cup of wine in the right hand, you say Bar Piagofen. Then you continue to hold in the right hand, you say Bar Minim Psamim, holding the Psamim in the left hand. Then you say Bar Mary Hoesh, you look with the left hand. Then you say Habdallah, holding the cup of wine the whole time in the right hand. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yoah, who says you should switch hands. So some people have the practice, after they say Bar Piagofen, they put down the cup of wine, then they hold the Psamim in the right hand. So that's not right. When you want to have a bracha la kos, you're supposed to be holding the kos, either holding the kos in the right hand or the left hand. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rav Yoah. The Rav Yoah was from the Bali HaTosfos. So the Rav Yoah was, I think, it was the great-grandfather of the Rosh. So the Rav Yoah says, it's self-understood, you hold the cup of wine in the right hand when you say Bar Piagofen. Then you switch, you put the cup of wine in the left hand, you hold the psamim in the right hand. And then withholding, then after the psamim, then you look with your right fingers by the nair, but you're holding the cup of wine the whole time in your left hand. Then when you get to the last bracha Abdullah, then you switch, you put the cup of wine back in your right hand. But they quote from the Vilna Gaon, he thought the Rav Yoah is against the Gemara. He thought that the simple pshat in the Gemara is, you should hold the cup of wine in your right hand the whole time. I didn't know when I was growing up. That's how my father always said Havdalah. He always held a cup of wine in his right hand. And he held the Besanim in the left hand. And he did Bar Mi'areish in the left hand. But he didn't put down the cup of wine. And he didn't switch hands. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he thought that was the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara again, the Gemara says that historically at different times when Hashiru, when Bnei Yisrael could afford it, so then they made Havdalah Lakos. And then in later generation, they said you have to say Havdalah twice. You have to have twice Havdalah. Shaila, this year, Tisha B'Av is going to fall out on a Sunday. So the Shaila is, you're going to say Havdalah Lakos, who's going to drink the wine? It's only called a Bracha Lakos if a Jewish person drinks the wine. It doesn't necessarily have to be the one who's reciting the Havdalah. Somebody has to drink it. So some had the practice, there were different minhagim. So some had the practice, you say Havdalah Lakos and you give the wine to a katan who is not going to fast on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara suggests that you should, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, and they suggest maybe you should do that on Leil Yom Kippur. When you say Shachyanu, we say Shachyanu on Sholosh V'Golim and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also. So on Sholosh V'Golim and Rosh Hashanah, you say Shachyanu at the end of the Kiddush. You're saying a Bracha Lakos, but on Yom Kippur, we don't say Alakos. Gemara says, why not? Because if nobody takes a sip of the wine, Maloy Lugmav, then it's not considered a bracha lakos. Just holding a cup of wine and not taking a sip, that's not called a toast. That's not called, doesn't have that, you haven't elevated the significance of the bracha of Shechianu by just holding a cup of wine. Someone has to drink it. So the Gemara says, maybe give it to a katan. A katan is not going to fast on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that it's a bet chinuch, that the child will remember years later. He'll remember that he always drank, the rabbi gave him the wine to drink on Leil Yom Kippur. He won't realize that's before his bar mitzvah, way before. Now he's an adult. Now he's after bar mitzvah. He's not allowed to drink the wine on Leil Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it's a bit chinuch, we don't do. So that's why on Leil Yom Kippur we say Shechianu, Shalom ala kos. Mikir adin, you don't need kos. It just enhances the chashivas of the bracha, elevates it to the level of a bracha ala kos, a toast. A toast is a mocha shebeh bracha. So the shad is what do you do on, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoi Shabbos. Shavasa B'Tamas falls out Matzoi Shabbos, but you don't fast Leil Shavasa B'Tamas, so you can drink the wine. But when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, then on Matzoi Shabbos, then you have to fast on Matzoi Shabbos also. So some say, some Rishonim are of the opinion, Yom Kippur you don't give to a katan, because every single Yom Kippur, every single Leil Yom Kippur, you're going to give to a katan, so the child will remember. He remembers drinking the wine, remembers the other years, the other children. Every someone always drank the wine. But Tisha B'Av doesn't always fall out on Matzoi Shabbos. Once every couple of years falls out. So some Rishonim had the practice that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, you say Havdalah ala kos, and you give the wine to a katan to drink, and you're not worried about the Be'at Chinuch. Others have, our practice is that we don't say Havdalah ala kos till Sunday night. And others had the practice, you don't say Havdalah at all. Why not? So they said because there was a period in history when the Jewish people, generally speaking, were aniyim, they couldn't afford it. So they did away, there was no Havdalah ala kos. So on Matzoi Shabbos, that it's Tisha B'Av, we don't have it. We have a Churban Beis HaMikdash. We're all in the status of aniyim. So B'ki HaGavdim, when Tisha B'Av falls on Matzoi Shabbos, it's like that period in history that we were aniyim, and you don't say Havdalah ala kos at all. So this year, Tisha B'Av falls on Matzoi Shabbos, so you don't say Havdalah at all. And others had the practice that you say Havdalah mibod yom, because the Gemara says if you have a big enough shas atchak, you can say Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon after plag amidcha. You can't do malocha till say sakachom and say Havdalah. So we mentioned that the Meiri, when the Ramban passed away, so the Talmid Ramban, the Ramban lived in Girona in Spain, and after he passed away, the Talmid Ramban went to Provence, to southern France, to pick up Torah over there. And because they had been Hagei Svarad, and they're in Provence, they had different minhagim, so there was a little friction. So the Meiri wrote a whole sefer that's called Magen Avos, to defend Minhag Avos of the minhagim of Provence. So he has a whole, I think the 24 essays. So one of the 24 essays is about this topic. What do you do with Havdalah when Tisha B'Av is Chali is from Matzoi Shabbos? Do you say Havdalah, you give it to a katan? Or the not say Havdalah at all, you say Havdalah on Sunday night. That's our practice. So the why do you say Havdalah twice? Dafman Fashtein. Why do you say Havdalah bitfila? You already said Havdalah. Then you say again Havdalah ala kos. Why do you need Nachamal Havdalah ala kos? So the Gemara has a machlokes in the same thing Kiddush. The Chachamim made a takana. You say Kiddush bitfila. In Minat Torah, that's enough. Kiddush bedvarim. We hold Kiddush al Yayin, Havdalah al Yayin is only the Rabbanim. Kiddush and Havdalah B'Dvarim is the Raisa. Al Yayin is only the Rabbanim. So why did they add that you should say al Yayin? So the Mefarshim and the Gemara seem to assume that you Yotze the Kiddush and Havdalah B'Tfila. The Kiddush al Yayin is Kedei L'Havdel Ben Achilu Shal B'Shus L'Achilu Shal Mitzvah. Whatever you eat all week long, that's Achilu Shal B'Shus. Whatever you eat on Shabbos, that's V'Karos al Shabbos Einig. That's a mitzvah. Even drinking water on Shabbos is a karas of the Shabbos only. So before you say Kiddush on Friday night, you're not even allowed to drink water. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything, even water. Why? Because the special takana, once you already said Kiddush betfila, what do you need Kiddush al Yayin for? That's for the purpose, kedei lahavdil ben achilu shabushus lachidu shal mitzvah. So that's why we have a minig that we blow shofar on Chodesh Elul. But that's a minig. But on Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, that's a din in the Chumash. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. So we have a minig. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar. Why not? So one of the more significant reason, the halachic reason is, kedei lahavdil bein tkiya shel chayva letkiya shel rishus. You don't want to keep on blowing from Rosh Chodesh Elul straight through Rosh Hashanah, as if everything is on the same level. So we want to demonstrate, we make a Havdalah. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar, because Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah is a real mitzvah deraisa, and Tkiyas on Chodesh Elul is only a minute. So the Be'er Agra writes, and the Be'er Agra on Shulchan Aruch writes, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, kdei lahavdil, bein Tkiyas shal Rishus, Tkiyas shal mitzvah, so the Be'er Agra writes, Psochem Dav Kuf Amir Aleph. What's Psochem Dav Kuf Amir Aleph? Poris Mapa Mekadosh. The whole idea of not being allowed to eat before Kiddush on Leil Shabbos is that the Kiddush to demonstrate the heker kedei lahavdil ben achilu shel rishus l'achilu shel mitzvah. What you eat all week long is achilu shel rishus. When you eat on Shabbos is achilu shel mitzvah. So that's why there's one opinion in the Gemara. We don't bask like this. One opinion in the Gemara. Toam, if a person by mistake forgot and he did eat before Kiddush, the mezer abishogig, on Leil Shabbos, or he ate before Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos. What do you need a Tveita Havdalah? He already said Havdalah b'tfilat ochanatona. What does he gain by saying Havdalah a second time? So the answer is, because whatever you're going to eat on Matzoi Shabbos is going to be Achilu Shal Rishus. Whatever you ate on Shabbos is going to be Achilu Shal Mitzvah. So just like you don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah kedei lahavdil, so you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah alakos, and Havdalah alakos is kedei lahavdil ben achilah shal mitzvah, or whatever you ate on Shabbos was mitzvah, lachilah shal mishus. That's why the din is, you're permitted to drink water before Havdalah. You're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush, but you are permitted to drink water before Havdalah. Why? Because whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos, even water, that's called the karasa of the Shabbos oinig. So you want to be mavdil, the purpose of the Kiddush is kedei lahavdil, ben achilah shal mishus, lachilah shal mitzvah. Amatzoi Shabbos, drinking water on the weekdays, that's not so significant. Drinking water on Shabbos is significant. So you're not allowed to drink water on Leil Shabbos before you say Kiddush, because that's the drinking of the water is achilah shal mitzvah. So we want to have the Kiddush should precede. But drinking water on Matzoi Shabbos in the middle of the week, that's not so significant. So then to drink water before Havdalah is not poigin. But there was one opinion in the Gemara that if by mistake you ate before Kiddush, or if by mistake you ate before Havdalah alakos, so you won't gain anything by saying the Kiddush or the Havdalah, because kedei lahavdil ben achilah shal mitzvah achilah shal mishus, you already blew it because you ate before that Kiddush, or you ate before the Havdalah. So you may as well, so don't bother to say the second Havdalah. You already said Kiddush betfila. You already said Havdalah betfila. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, to amena mekadosh, and to amena mavdil. If by mistake you ate already after the Kiddush betfila, before Kiddush alayayin, or you ate after atochan antonim, before you said Havdalah alayayin, so don't bother to say the Kiddush and Havdalah alakos, you won't gain anything. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, no. The Chacham, that's one important aspect of the Havdalah, kedei lahavdil, Kiddush alayayin, Havdalah, kedei lahavdil ben achilush al mitzvah lachilush al rishus. But it's also the Chachamim wanted to elevate the chashivas of the bracha. Shouldn't stam be a bracha, should be a tos, it should be a bracha alakos. So even if Toam is also, Toam is mavdil, and Toam is mekadesh. But the Gemara has a din, Toa bezu bezu. What is Toa bezu bezu? So it means like this, Amatzoi Shabbos, you have to say Atachan Antonim and Nishman Esri. What if a person forgot Atachan Antonim? Does he have to daven over again? So let's say a person, in the wintertime, a person says Baruch Aleinu, he's supposed to say the same Talamot Elevroch. What if by mistake he said the same Broch in the middle of the winter? So same Talamot is Ma'akev. So if you forgot the same Talamot and Baruch Aleinu, if you remind yourself before Shema Tfilo, so you can add on, before you conclude the bracha of Shema Tefillah, you can add additional tachanunim. You can add tchinas over there. So if one forgot to say the same talamata in Baruch Aleinu, let him say in Shema Kaleinu. So that's what the tour is of the opinion. There's a big machlekes of Hashem. Tour is of the opinion. If one forgot to say Atachan Antonim in Meir Vametzoy Shabbos, but he reminds himself before Shema Tefillah, so towards the end of Shema Tefillah, before Kiyato Shema Tefillah, Samchinsol Berachamim, let him say, Atochan Antona L'mada Terasecha. Aye, but there's no Bakosha Sarochim. In the end of Shema Kalein, before Kiyato Shemaya, you're permitted to add on Tachnunim, like we add on Elekai, Nitzol Shani Meira, that's Tachnunim Achat Filosa. If you want, let's say that someone is a Chayla B'toch basis, you want to add on in Rifo'enu. Someone has a Parnosa problem, so you want to add on in Baruch Aleinu, you want to add on for Parnos. You add in each bracha whatever applies to that bracha. In Shema Kaleinu, you can add whatever you want. But it has to be, you have to add something. Let's say a person forgot Mashiv Ruach Maragesh. Mashiv Ruach in Atta Gibor is from Ta'ori Hashem. You're describing Gdulos Hashem, Gvuras Hashem. It's called Gvuras Kishamim. So if you forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Maragesh, you can't make it up in Shema Kaleinu. Shema Kaleinu is when you add tachnunim, you add bakoshes. The same talamata is a bakoshes. So if you begat the same talamata in Baruch Aleinu, you can make it up, say it in Shema Tefillah, and you won't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. But the Shad is if you got to say Atochan Antonu, Atochan Antonu is a declaration of Havdalah. It's really mainly for the purpose of Havdalah. That's a declaration. But you also say, so the last line, that is a bakosha. So that's why the Torah is of the opinion that whoever forgot to say Atochan Antonu in Atochanin, that's Havdalah Bimkomo, So he's allowed to make it up in Shema Koleinu, because at the end of Atochan Antoni, he said, Hochel Aleinu, there is a Bakosh. All the Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, there is a Bakosh, but the main theme of Atochan Antoni is just a declaration of Havdolah. So to say Havdolah and Atochan and Kach Tikno Chachonim, but to say Havdolah, you forgot it in Atochan, and you're going to say it in Shema Koleinu, the main aspect of Atochan Antoni is a declaration of Havdolah. That Shabbos is over. We thank you for giving us Shabbos. We're saying Abdullah. It's not really the Bakosh of Hochelena Hayaman Baboim Likrosen. So that's a machlokes. Is it permissible to make up? Atochan Antoni, you forgot Atochan Antoni, Atochanin, can you say it in Shema Koleinu? So that's a machlokes. So we usually don't say, and why not? So the Gemara says if one forgot to say Atochan Antoni, he doesn't have to repeat the Ma'arib Dikashman Yasser because Yochalo Imra Alakos. He can rely on Havdol Alakos that he's going to have later. Havdol Alakos. And there was a period of time that they only said Havdol Alakos. There was a period of time in the history of the Jewish people, they only said Havdol Abitfilo. And then later generation, they made it Hamav Abitfilo, so she Havdol Alakos. You have to say Havdol twice. But in this case, where he forgot Atochan Antoni, so let him rely on Havdol Abitfilo. What happens if Tor Bezu or Bezu? He forgot to say Atochan Antoni and Atochanin, and then he forgot and he ate before Havdolah Alakos. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, To'am, if by mistake he ate before Havdolah, To'am Einam Avdol. You blew it and you lost your chance because the whole purpose of Havdolah Alakos, after already having said Havdolah B'tfilas, K'dei L'Havdol Ben Achilush HaVishus L'Achilush Al Mitzvah. But if you already ate meal. You already ate something after Shabbos was over, so the Havdol Alakos is not going to be the Havdol Ben Achilush on Mitzvah L'Achilush on Mishus. So we don't paskan like that. We paskan To'am is Mavdil, but still, since he by mistake he ate before Havdol Alakos, so the Havdol that's going to say Alakos is going to be an incomplete Havdol. So that's what the Gemara has strange in To'am, Bezu, Bezu. He made a mistake in the Shmoneh Esrei, he forgot Atochan Antoni. Then he made a mistake and he ate before Havdolah. So, Tob, Tob, Zu, Bezu, Chayzel Erosh. Then he has to repeat the whole Ma'ariv Dikah Shmoneh Esrei. You can rely, if you forgot Atochan Antoni, you can rely on Havdolah Alakos. If the Havdolah Alakos is Bishlei Musa. Bishlei Musa is that it was originally Niskan, the way we do it. You're Mavd, but Filah, you have to be Mavd Alakos also. So the Havdolah Bishlei Musa is Lahavdil Ben Achilush Al Mitzvah Lachilush Al Mishus. But by mistake, he ate before Havdolah, so the Havdolah, of course, is going to be an incomplete Havdolah. So then you have to repeat the Shmones. Some Chudish Dikedin in the Gemara. Toa Bezu Bezu is Chayzal Erosh. He has to daven over. Then the Gemara has a Mechudish Dikedin. What is the din if a person forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon? So the din is he makes Tashlumin. So when he davens Ma'ariv, he says the Shmona Esrei twice. So that whenever one forgot to say Tefillah, forgot Shachris, he davens Mincha twice. Daven Mincha, he forgot Mincha, so let him daven Ma'ariv twice. Whenever he davens twice, the first Tefillah is supposed to be for the Tefillah Bizmana, and the second one is a Tashlumin for the Tefillah that you forgot. So the person forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so let him daven Ma'ariv twice. So let's say when he davens Ma'ariv twice, he should say Atochan Antoni in the first Shmona Esrei. So what if instead he says Atochan Antoni in the second Shmona Esrei and he didn't say Atochan Antoni in the first Shmona Esrei? So he obviously had in mind, not only had in mind, he demonstrated that he thought that the first Shmona Esrei, he davened Ma'ariv twice because he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he's demonstrating that the first Shmona Esrei had to gemeint as Tashlumin for Mincha. That's why he didn't say Atochan Antoni. And the second Shmoneh Esrei, he had in mind L'shem Tashlumin, L'shem Ma'ariv. That's why he said Atochan Antoni in the second Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says he's not Yotze, he has to say a third Shmoneh Esrei, a third time. Why? Because that's Ma'akeh B'di'evit. Whenever you're making up, whenever you forgot to daven a Shmoneh Esrei, and you want to have Tashlumin, so you always have to daven first the Tefillah Bizmana, and only afterwards you say the Tefillah Shelo Bizmana, the Tashlumin. So if he said Atochan Antoni, he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. He davens Ma'ariv twice. He says Atochan Antoni in the second Shmoneh Esrei. In the first Shmoneh Esrei, he didn't say Atochan Antoni. So he clearly had in mind the second one is for Ma'ariv and the first one was for Tashlumin. So he has to daven a third time because the Tashlumin has to follow the Tefillah Bizmanim. That's what it says in the Gemara. So then the Gemara asks Akasha, but why does he have to daven over? The first Shmoneh Esrei was supposed to be from Ma'ariv, and he forgot Atar Chanaton. But the din is, if you forgot Atar Chanaton about Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Then Shiochali Omra Alakos. He can rely on Habdallah Alayayin that he's going to sell later. Then he said Atar Chanaton in the second Shmoneh Esrei, which he shouldn't have said. He should have really said it in the first Shmoneh Esrei. But if you say Atar Chanaton, it's not Miyakid. On a weekday, it's not Miyakid B'dievet. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if he forgot Mincha and he davens Marv twice, and he says Atachan Antonu in the second Shmoneh Esrei, so he's not Yoytzei, he has to daven a third time the Zel B'Shmoneh Esrei, because it's Ma'akeh B'deyeh, but he can't have Tashlumin before the Tefillah B'Zmano. So the two Shmoneh Esrei that he said, the first one will count for Ma'ariv, even though he forgot Atachan Anton. And the second one that he did say Atachan Anton, that'll be Betoras Tashlumin for the Minchan that he forgot. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Hosta Gute Kasha, the Gemara doesn't have a Teretz. So that's a big question. A lot of times the Gemara has an Amora has a Din, and the Gemara has a Tiyufta. The Gemara asks, it's against the Mishnah, against the Brayse. The Gemara says Tiyufta. So Tiyufta means upgefrekt, and we don't paskan like the Amora. He's wrong and he made a mistake. And sometimes the Gemara, instead of saying Tiyufta, the Gemara will say Kasha. Is that the same thing? So the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim quotes a machlokes from the days of the Goyinim. A lot of Rishonim, a lot of Tosfos, and a few Masechtos you have like that. Tosfos in a lot of places is of the opinion that Kasha is the same as Tiyufta. Whenever the Gemara has a sheet and the Gemara says Kasha, means it's a Tiyufta, Obgefrekt. So some hold over here. Also, the Gemara said Kasha, Obgefrekt. So the din is not correct. The din that you have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei is upgefrekt and it's not correct. The first Shmoneh Esrei that he forgot Atar Chanaton counts for Ma'ariv, and the second Shmoneh Esrei that he did say Atar Chanaton counts for the Tashlumin for Mincha that he forgot. And we don't paskan, you have to say it over a third time. Kasha is like the Yufte, upgefrekt. And we usually assume not so. We usually assume like the other opinion in the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim, that the Yufte means upgefrekt. And Kasha means Hasta Gute Kasha, but there's a good teretz, and we're not going to bother to spell out what the teretz is. So the Rashbo on this daf in Brochus quotes from the Rav Haigoin. What's the tak of the teretz to the Kasha? So Rav Haigoin says, simple. If you forgot Atochan Antonu and Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos, it's not Miyakeh B'dieved. But if you say the exact same nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei three times in a row, what's Koveya, what determines whether it's for Mincha, for Tashlumen, or for Ma'ariv? So the Kavanas HaGabri is Koveya. So if the fellow said Atachan Anton in the second Shmoneh Esrei, he's demonstrating that he had in mind that the second one is the Tefillah B'Zman HaMa'ariv, and the first one is a Tashlumen for Mincha. And the Kavanas HaGabri is Koveya, the shame of the Shmoneh Esrei. Kavanas HaGabri is Koveya. So since he had in mind by the first Shmoneh Esrei for Tashlumin for Mincha, and for the second Shmoneh Esrei, he had in mind for Ma'ariv. So that's Miyakeh B'dieved. That's what the Rashba quotes from the Rav Haigoin. That's the official answer, that the Kavanas HaGabri is Koveya, the shame of the Tefillah, whether it's a Tefillah B'Zman or Ma'ariv, or it's a Tashlumin for the Mincha. So based on this, the Mishnah Brura quotes a Machlekes Achreinim. What if he forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and he davens Ma'ariv, and he forgot Atachan Antonu in both? Or he said he did say Atachan Antonu in both. Not that he said in the second and he didn't say Atachan Antonu in the first. If he didn't say Atachan Antonu in the first and he said in the second, not only did he have in mind, he demonstrated, it's Muchach Mitoicha from the davening, that the first one he didn't say Atachan Antonu, he had in mind for Mincha. And the second one he had in mind for Ma'ariv. So he demonstrated. What if he didn't say Atachan Antonu in either, or he said in both? So he didn't really then say. Let's say he had in mind. He tells us he had in mind the first one, L'shem Mincha, Tashlum for Mincha, and the second one, L'shem Ma'ariv, but he didn't do anything in the text of the Shmoneh Esrei to indicate that that's what he had in mind. So that's a machlokes and achrenim. So some achrenim say, no, this din, that the Kavanas HaGabri is Koveya, whether the tefillah is a tashlum for Mincha or a tefillah for Ma'ariv Bizmano, and the din is Ma'akeh B'dieved, you have to have the tefillah Bizmano first and then the tashlumin. Kavanas don't Aroni Kovea the Tfila to tell me that he has to daven over Third Shemana Esrei if there's an indication mitoicha is muchach mitoicha from the Tfilas what he had in mind. But just he tells us what he had in mind that that's not Kovea. We say the first Shemana Esrei was for Meir and the second Shemana Esrei was for Tashlumim for Mincha.
What happens if you would forget Meir and the daven two Shachris?
Yeah,
in the first one.
So that's a famous, the Mishnah Brura writes, a Dover Poshut, he writes in the Bir Halacha, a Dover Poshut, a person forgot to daven Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos, he wasn't well, whatever, he didn't daven Ma'ariv. So then he has to daven twice Shachris. After the Shemana Esrei of Shachris, he steps back, three steps, says Yehi Ratzon and so on, and then he goes forward and he says a second Shemana Esrei for Tashlum and for last night. So which one should he say, Atachan Antonim? So the Mishnah Brura writes, it's a Dovah Poshut, he thinks that's a Hatachan Anton in the second one. Because the second one is a Tashlumen for Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is supposed to have Hatachan Anton. So since he forgot Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos and he davens to Shmon Esris and Shachris, and the second one is for Tashlumen for Ma'ariv, so he should say Hatachan Anton in the second one. And they quote in all the Svarim that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't correct. He said, there's no halacha that says that Ma'ariv, the Nusach for Ma'ariv should have Atachan Anton HaMetzoy Shabbos. Shemana Esrei for Ma'ariv is the same as any other Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv on the weekdays. The din is the first Shemana Esrei that you say after Shabbos is over, you should say Habdallah, Bitfila. So the first, in this case, he didn't daven Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos. The first Shemana Esrei that he's davening after Shabbos is over is Shachris. She should say Atachan Anton in the first Shemana Esrei. He disagreed with the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha like a Dover Poshut, that if you forgot to daven Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos and you daven Shachris twice, so you should say Atachan Antona in the second Shemana Esrei, because the second one is a Tashlomen for Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is supposed to have, that's a din, Ma'ariv HaMetzoy Shabbos is supposed to have Atachan Antona. So Abchaim, they quote there, Abchaim Taina, that it's not correct. There's not a din in Ma'ariv. The first opportunity, if the Shabbos is over, to say Havdalah betfila, if it's Ma'ariv, it'll be Ma'ariv. It'll be Shachris. He didn't daven Ma'ariv for some reason or another. If it'll be Shachris, it'll be Shachris. The first time he davens a Shemana Esrei, if the Shabbos is over, he should say Atachan Anton. Yeah. So they say Rav Chaim didn't agree with that Mishnah Brura. The Gemara has a machlokes, an interesting machlokes, Bisham and Bishilo. They said Havdalah in the yeshiva, but they didn't have any psalmim and they didn't have any ner. And the Gemara says, Ein tzorach lachazer achreha. If there's no ner, you're not mechuyev to go spend time to go find, you're not mechuyev to go look for psalmim. That's what they say in the Miri yeshiva in Europe. They never said barim in psalmim. Because the din is ain't tzorach lachazer achreha, so they never had psalmim in the Beis Medrash, so they never bothered to look for it. Okay, so what happens? They said Havdalah Metzoy Shabbos. There was no psalmim, there was none there. So later on, when you get some psalmim, you say Bari Meim psalmim. The Gemara says you can say them separate from Havdalah also. If you say it in the middle of Havdalah, but he made him some bar miyareish. You enhance the chashivas of the bracha, make it into a bracha lakos, make it into a toast. But if you didn't have the psalmim when you were saying Abdullah, so you say Abdullah without, then you say bar miyareish psalmim later. So it's a machlokes bisham and bishilil in the base medrash. They make an announcement. Will everybody please pay attention? We're going to say bar miyareish psalmim. So one person is going to say bar miyareish psalmim. Then they're going to pass it around. Why is it a chashivas? One person says the bracha for everybody. Beroy v'am hadras melach. That says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say, five people are putting on talis at the same time. So instead of each one saying his own bracha, k'shegashan m'sasasan l'hisate b'tzitzis, preferable is that one person should say the bracha and everybody should be yotz. We don't do that because we're not so attuned to paying attention when other people say a bracha. So that's why when you say Kiddush and Abdullah, we do. But even when you bench mezumin, meikar adin, when you bench mezumin, only the mezamin says all the bichas hamazon, and all the rest of the people just answer amen. They don't say bichas hamazon. And the mechaber recommends that everyone should say along softly with the mezamin, the mezamen should still say the whole benching out loud, at least till Yoel Amalei Chasreinu. You say the whole text out loud. But the Mechaber recommends everyone should say alone because we don't always pay attention. We don't always pay attention to other people. That's what they say. There's supposed to be a medrash that the Rebbeinu Shlom created us with two ears and one mouth. We're supposed to hear, listen twice as much as talk. And we usually do fakert. We talk much more than we listen. We're not so successful in listening. We don't pay attention when other people are talking. We always shoot our mouths off. We're always talking much more than we should. We don't listen so much. So in the days of the Gemara, though, they're saying, there's a ninyan ha-beroivam hadras melech. So really, on the one hand, you should make an announcement in the Beis Medrash. Everybody, please pay attention. We said Havdala an hour ago, but we didn't have psalmim. Now we have psalmim, so everybody pay attention. I'm going to say borei minim psalmim, and everyone should be yotze, and everyone should come and smell the psalmim. So should you do like that? Or should you just pass around the psalmim and have everybody say his own borei minim psalmim? You will be forfeiting the hidur of Beroi Von Haras Melech to say one Bar Minim Summit for 100 people in a Beis Medrash, but it'll be less Bittul Torah. Because like this, you're going to have to make a whole announcement, and then everybody has to be quiet until they're all ready, and everybody stops learning. So then they're going to say the announcement, Bar Minim Summit, everybody should pay attention. So that's a Machloikes Bisham and Misul. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in such a case, they already said Havdalah, but they only said Bari Pragof and Hamavda Mikodesh Lachol. They didn't say Bari Minim Sum. So we paskin like the Besilut, that it's preferable to have Beroi Vam Haras Melech, you make an announcement, even though it's going to cause a shtickle bittel Torah. But the Hidur of Beroi Vam Haras Melech is worth it. So we're mevater on the bittel Torah.
It'll take 3 minutes till I'll get the Besamim, the smell, so there's not a hefsik.
It's not a hefsik, you got no choice. You have to wait till they pass the Besamim all around, yeah. So that's not considered a hefsik. Yeah, that's what you see from the Gemara. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din from the Gemara, a very surprising din. If they would have consulted us, we probably would have said just the reverse. They quote the din, Amatzoy Yom Kippur, you have to say, Bari Miyari Ha'esh Ananer Sheshabbos, a ner that was burning the whole Yom Kippur, and you didn't use it for any melacha. And now on Matzoh Yom Kippur, you can use it for Melocha. So that's a Ner Sheshavas, that it was burning a whole Yom Kippur, and you didn't use it for Melocha. On Matzoh Shabbos, you can light a candle on Matzoh Shabbos and say, Bari Miyari Hoesh. It doesn't have to be a Ner that was burning the whole Shabbos. But if the Ner was in existence on Shabbos, and they used it for Melocha purpose, so then you're not allowed to use it for Havdalah. So what's considered if they used it for melacha? So if they would have asked me, I would have said, let's say a goy used the candle to light his cigarette. There's a candle there, and the goyim light the cigarettes. They light other candles from it on Shabbos. The candle was burning in the street. There's a candle in the street burning to illuminate that there shouldn't be dark in the street. They didn't have electric bulbs then. And the goyim were using it for melacha. So the goyim, Shabbos has no shaychas. Nochrei Shabbos chayv misa. The Rochem are not supposed to observe Shmira Shabbos. So I would have thought that if the Nocher used it for Melacha, that's not a problem. But if the Jew lit the candle on Shabbos for Chayla Sheesh B'Sakana, that's a Dim Pikoch Nefesh, is Deicha Shabbos. But it's a Melacha, I would have thought that that's a Melacha on Shabbos. So the Din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is Punk Faker. The Gemara says that if the candle was lit on Shabbos for the sake of a pikuach nefesh, the sakonis nefesh, that's hetta gomer, that's hutra, that's hetta gomer, that's a ner shel Shabbos. But if the goy lit his cigar, or lit his cigarette, or he did some aloha, he lit another candle from this candle on Shabbos, that's a ner shel Shabbos. I would have said just the reverse, but that the din is faket, that a malacha on Shabbos, Malacha on Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh is considered Hutra. It's a Pella. The Rosh in the end of Maseches Yuma, the very last Rosh, has a Machlokes HaRishonim about that. When you have Pikuach Nefesh, Deicha Shabbos, is that the Chuyo or is that Hutra? Is that Pikuach Nefesh, is Deicha Dechil Shabbos, or Hutra Hete Gomer? That Meikara, when the Torah prohibited Malacha on Shabbos, the Malacha, is a Malacha, doesn't apply at all by Makam Pikuach Nefesh. So, Luchara, I would have said that it depends whether Tchoyahutra. Somehow the Gemara is beferish over here. when the candle was lit on Shabbos letzarech chayla sheish besakana, that heter gomer, that's not considered nasis by melacha. Even if you hold it's only duchuya, because it's a machlekes harishayim whether chilul Shabbos b'makom chayla is hutra duchuya. And this is a gemara nobody argues. And if on the other hand, if the nochri is machal Shabbos, that's called, even though the nochri has no shaychus with Shabbos, that's called nasis by melacha. That's a ner shaloi Shabbos. I would have said everything just the reverse. Yeah, there's a the Gemara has a din in Beitza that if someone dies on the first day Yontif, you can do the kvura al yedei amimim. You can have amir and a nochri to bury him on the first day Yontif, and a kvura on Yontif Sheni is even muta al yedei Yisrael. You don't need the amimim. What about a kvura on Shabbos? So that you don't allow even al yedei amimim. Why even al yedei nochrim? Why? Amir and Anochri on Yom Tov Rishon, we do allow for Kfuras Hanes, but Amir and Anochri on Shabbos, we don't allow. So there's a Tosis of all places, a Tosis in Bava Kamma, talks about this in Perek Meruba. So Tosis says that Shabbos is Zecher Lebriyas Olam. We reenact the story of creation to demonstrate that we believe in the story of creation. Hashem created the world. So the observance of Shabbos is relevant for the goyim also. So if the goy is going to do a malacha on Shabbos for the sake of kuras ames, let's say the Balhu Iter, the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Erev Shabbos, we learned the Reisha and Vav, I think, the Ramo quotes the Balhu Iter that Amir and Anochor is mutter b'makom mitzvah, any mitzvah. So the Ramo says we really shouldn't paskan like that. That's a common practice that they allowed Amir and Anochor b'makom any mitzvah. But the Ramo says that it's not proper because the Balhu Iter was outvoted. We only allow Amir and Anochri b'makom Yisha b'Eretz Yisrael, or makom mitzvah derabim, or Shvuz deShvuz. Amir and Anochri ana derabanan b'makom mitzvah. Shvuz deShvuz b'makom mitzvah. But Amir and Anochri ana melacha deraisa for other mitzvahs we don't allow. We allow Amir and Anochri for Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, a mitzvah derabim we allow if the shul is burning down. We allow to ask a nochri to save the Sifrei Torah. That's makam atzolus kisya hakodesh. So that's a shaila. If you hold like the Balhu Iter, the Amir and the nochri is mutter b'makom mitzvah. So why can't you bury a mace on Shabbos? So that's the Ramban asked that question in the end of Masach Shabbos Kufn and Tes or something. So he says, no, that's a bizoyin amace. They'll tell over the story for years after he died. They'll keep on telling the story. And you remember his kvura, his levaya included chilul Shabbos. The goyim had to be mechalul Shabbos to bury him. So that's a bizayin ame. Why is it bizayin ame? So if a nochri does chilul Shabbos, the nochri is not muzar on Shabbos at all. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. So that's what Tosfos says in Bava Kamma and Perek Meruba. Tosfos on an Amud Aleph. So Tosfos says no, that the Shabbos is relevant to all the Yom HaSam. The lesson of Shabbos that Hashem created the world and Sheishes made Bereishis, story of creation. If a nochri is machal Shabbos, that's called nasis by melacha. But on Yontav is miyuchad for the Jewish people. It says Mitzrayim is historically has to do with the Jews. And Sukkos Kebasukkos Hashavtes Bnei Yisrael has to do with the Jews. And Shavuos is Maimon Hasina has to do with the Jews. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos has to do with the Jews. But Shabbos is a nochri is not allowed to observe Shabbos. But the concept of Shabbos is relevant to the Yom HaSoilom also. So if the Nochri did Malacha with the Ner on Shabbos, he can't use that Ner on Mitzvah Shabbos. That's called the Ner Shaloi Shabbos. But if a Jew lit the candle on Shabbos for Chayla Mesukan, that's considered Ner Shal Shabbos. Even if you hold the Pikuach Nefesh is Dechel Shabbos, not Hutra. It's also, that's Hat the Gomer. So you have to understand why. That's problematic. That is problematic. In Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that if the, I think we spoke a little bit last week about it, you can only say Bar Mi'ari Ha'esh if you can see the flame. Let's say we have a light fixture and you have a lampshade. So if you have a lampshade, so you can't see the filament, you can't see the Aish, you just see the light, it illuminates the whole room, but you don't see the flame, so you don't say the Brach. So what if the filament is glowing and it's inside a bulb, a glass bulb, and the bulb is clear? If it's a frosted bulb and you just see the light, you don't really see the filament, then the taki, you don't see the filament. But what if it's covered by a, because it's always going to be covered with a glass bulb. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba. The Rashba said, that's okay. If you have a lamp shade and you can't see the flame, then you can't say Bar Meriyosh. But over here, you can see the flame. You see it Derech HaShfaferes. So Riyah, Derech HaZchuchis is called Riyah. The Gemara has in Brochas a distinction. Gemara says, you're not permitted to recite the Brocha Keneged Ervo. Someone is not dressed. So what if it's, what if someone is not dressed, but he's behind a glass window? So he's covered up with the glass window, but the glass window is clear. You can see. Gemara says, Erev Ashosh is, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to say a Brocha, because the Pasuk says, L'lir B'cha Erev Dover. So that's Beriya Tal Yerachmanah. Depends on Riyah, and you can see it. But if you have Tzoya Bashoshes, you're not allowed to daven if there's a Tzoya in the place. That it says, V'shapta V'chisisa, if you cover over the Tzoya, then you're allowed to say a bracha. So even if you covered it with glass, and you can see through the glass, you see that there's Tzoya there. So if you can smell the Reach of the Tzoya, so then you're not allowed to say a bracha. We have the Reach right, it annoys you. But if you can't smell it and it's covered over, that's b'kisui tal rachmanah. It doesn't depend on Riyah, it depends on kisui. So then you may say the bracha. So you see that Riyah derech shvaferes, Riyah derech, if you see the erva, derech zechuches, b'riyah tal rachmanah, it is called Riyah. So that's what the Rashba says. If you have the, if you have a fire, you want to say bar meriyosh, and the fire is covered with a glass container, so then you can say the bracha. That's what we mentioned. Rabbi Chaim Moser wanted to demonstrate that he disagreed with the Marsham. The Marsham lived in the early 1900s. The Marsham had a chiddush that turning on electric bulbs on Shabbos is only a malacha de Rabbanan. So based on that, and many poskim were makel on Yontif, they said to begin with, all meduber is only the Rabbanan. Why is it the Rabbanan? Because what was a melacha is always determined by what was necessary in the Mishkan. So whatever was hachtavid b'mishkan, chashiva koreliav, that's the first daf, based on an aleph and Baba Kama. And av melacha is an important activity that was necessary in asiyas ha-mishkan. So whatever is an important activity is called an av melacha. Whatever is sufficiently similar to that activity is a tolda. It's also asa. But if it's sufficiently similar, but it didn't exist in the days of Asiyas HaMishkan, like electric bulbs. So the Masham says, since the electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, all the principles were there. All the Chukei HaTeva that the electric bulbs are based on were there from Sheshes Mei Breishes. They didn't invent new Chidushim. It's an application of the old Chukei HaTeva that were there from Sheshes Mei Breishes. But Lemaisa, electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, so the Masham had a chiddush. It can't even qualify as a tolda deraisa. It's only mid the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Chaim Moser didn't go for that svara, and he held that turning on an electric bulb, you heat up a filament till it glows, that's called havara. So to demonstrate that it's eish mamish, he held that it's havara deraisa. It would be mahadah to say bar meriyosh and havdalah matzoy Shabbos over an electric bulb. Absolvechik said he was there a few times. Rabbi Chaim Moser, after his parents moved to America, and he was going to university in Berlin, so when he wanted to talk and learning with someone strong, so he used to travel every so often to Vilna to talk and learning with Rabbi Chaim Moser. And then he said Rabbi Baruch Be'er would hear that he's there to talk and learning with Rabbi Chaim Moser, so he would come from Kamenitz also to talk and learning with the Rebbe Zeinikel, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik Zeinikel. Yeah, he said Rabbi Baruch Be'er, he was Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Baruch Be'er was phenomenal. He knew every Tosfos in Gittin Baal Peh. He said every single Tosfos in Gittin Baal Peh. He was very nispoil from him. So this in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Rashba, that if you can see the Shalheves, Derech, Zechuches, says Beriya Tal Rachman, you can see it, just like Erva Bashoshes, you're not allowed to say a bracha because Beriya Tal Rachman, this is real. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that you shouldn't follow the Mechaber, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba, he thinks you should not. Rabbi Chaim Moser didn't do like that. Rabbi Chaim Moser was Mahader, like the Mechaber, to say Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh on an electric bulb to demonstrate that it's real Eish, Bar Mi'ar Ha'esh. He held that it's Eish, even though it didn't exist, even though the electric bulb didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan. But the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha comes up with a new fangled chiddush. He thinks we shouldn't paskan like the Rashba, that since it's covered with glass, even though it's clear glass and you can see through it, he thinks that it's not right. We shouldn't say Bar Me'ari Ho'esh on that.
Didn't the Aruch HaShulchan also think that electric was not Daraisa?
I'm not sure. I think on Yontif, Aruch HaShulchan originally wrote a Shuvah that you're allowed to turn on lights on Yontif. He thought that it's like Madlik Eish Mitocha Eish. He didn't think that it Moilet Eish. And Minatara doesn't make a difference whether you strike a match or you take a piece of paper and you catch it and you have it catch flame from an already existing fire. It's the same Aloha of Havara. The din on Yontif is that you're not allowed to be Moilet Eish Mechadish. That's only Medirabonim. The Taz has a chiddush. The Moleresh Mechadosh is a din deraisa. It's an isa deraisa on Yontif, and all the Achronim disagree with that Taz. They say Mikra din, it's all the same, whether you strike a match or not. But Medrabanan, you're not allowed to be Moleresh. So the Aruch HaShulchan thought that since you plug in the electric bulb, so that's not called Moleresh Mechadosh. You're just hooking up with the electrical circuit. And the electrical circuit over here is causing it to become illuminated. They thought that that's not called Moilet Eish. And all the others disagreed that it is Moilet Eish. Originally, for years, Rav Soloveitchik, when he lived in America, he was maker like that also, like that Aruch HaShulchan. So he used to turn on the lights on Yontif, and then the whole house was all lit up. He agrees he can't turn off the lights, can't do Mechaber. So if you turn on the lights, all the lights are going to be burning the whole Yontif. Then after a couple of years, he changed his practice and he stopped turning on lights on Yontif. Yeah.
Rav Schechter, does everybody hold the same for a light bulb compared to just a person wearing glasses? Is it equivalent that the glass is near the filament as opposed to a person wearing glasses on their head?
The Mishnah Brura doesn't like that, Rashba. You mean Benegeta is Bar Me'ari Ho'esh?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Brura thinks we shouldn't follow this Rashba. The Rashba says if the flame is covered with a glass shade, we have a lampshade that you can see the filament. But if you have a lampshade made from glass and you can see through it, then that's every electric bulb is a glass shade. But it's clear, so you can see through it. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rashba, that you're able to see the filament, so you do say the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks he recommended we shouldn't follow that Rashba. He thinks we should not say Bar Me'ari Ho'esh unless the flame is mamish exposed. If it's covered with a glass, even though it's see-through glass, you shouldn't say Bar Me'ari Ho'esh.
But what if it's exposed, but the person looking at it is wearing glasses?
Yeah.
Is it the same?
I mean, would the Mishnah Brura disagree? Right. Would the Mishnah Brura disagree? I don't know. We don't follow the Mishnah Brura. We follow the Mechaber. We do follow that Rashba. We do say Bar Me'ariyosh on an electric bulb. Unless the electric bulb is an LED or it's a fluorescent or neon, something like that. So that's not called Eish. It's only called Eish if you have a metal filament that glows when it's hot enough. So the Rambam quotes Tosefta's, if you heat metal till it glows, that's called Havara, that's called Eish. So that's why the Poskim held that you can say Bari Me'ari Ho'esh. Okay. Next week, I have a chasana on Tuesday night. And tonight I have a chasan also, so I came a little late because of the chasan. I was going back to the wedding, so I apologize. And tonight will be the last year for this season. And B'toyis Hashem, Rosh Hashanah time will resume, so we'll probably learn the malachas of Shabbos. We'll discuss over the summertime how we'll proceed to learn the malachas of Shabbos. Everyone should be healthy and have a pleasant summer.
Thank you.
Healthy one.
So much,
Yashikov. Good summer. Thank you, Yashikov.
Thank you.
Summer, Rabbi.
Oh, man, you too.
Hey, Lamar.
Gesinnte Zimmer.